From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his fourth message in an intensive study of the book of Romans. Paul referred to the gospel he preached as the gospel of God. For many years, there have been those who have taught that Paul's gospel was unique to him, that it had little or no relation to the rest of Scripture, particularly to the Old Testament. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is demonstrating that the Bible is one book, that the gospel Paul preached is contained in the Old Testament as well as in the New. First of all, he emphasized the character of the Old Testament, which Paul termed the Holy Writings. As Paul was to write to Timothy, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Then, the Old Testament gave advance promises of the gospel of Christ through the various covenants, the prophecies, the types, and the historical events. From this, we can see that Old Testament saints were saved by believing the same gospel as those in the New Testament. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude part one of One Bible, One Gospel. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Day is at Hand. The text is Revelation 2, verse 28. And I will give him the morning star. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, what a blessing it is to see in Jesus the morning star. I remember when we read in the newspapers the idle tale that the Star of Bethlehem had again appeared. On inquiry, we found that it was only the morning star. But no great mistake had been made after all. It is best to see Jesus as the sun, but when we cannot do so, the next best thing is to see him as that star which prophesies the day and shows that the eternal light is near at hand. If I am not today all that I hope to be, yet I see Jesus, and that assures me that I shall one day be like him. The sight of Jesus by faith is the pledge of beholding him in his glory and being transformed into his image. If I have not at this hour all the light and joy I could desire, yet I shall have it, for as surely as I see the morning star, I shall see the day. The morning star is never far from the sun. Come, my soul, has the Lord given thee the morning star? Dost thou hold fast that truth, grace, hope, and love which the Lord has given thee? Then in this thou hast the dawn of coming glory. He that makes thee overcome evil and persevere in righteousness has therein given thee the morning star.
Give me Jesus.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
throughout the Old Testament. You have the animals for sacrifice as types of Christ. And I'm not even going to get into that one. The Passover lamb. The Passover lamb. What a beautiful picture Exodus 12 gives us of the Lord Jesus. You take a lamb that's perfect, a lamb that's scrutinized, a lamb that under scrutiny is without blemish, a lamb in the prime of his life. You take that lamb and you kill him. And you take his blood and you apply the blood to the places that otherwise will be swept by the judgment of God when the death angel comes through. And you apply the blood. And God's almighty grace says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. There you see those Jewish people with their firstborn. Death approaching, judgment nigh. There they stand, secure, beyond the possibility of judgment. Why? Because God has said, I'm looking for the blood, and when the blood of the Lamb I see, I'll pass over you. Paul says, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. As I said this morning, the Jewish nation was at fever pitch expecting the Messiah. Oh, they longed for a deliverer. They wanted a king. They wanted a monarch. They wanted a military leader. They wanted someone who would break the iron yoke of Rome. But John said, behold the Lamb, for there's a greater tyranny than that of Caesar, and it's the tyranny of sin. There's a greater judgment than being under the heel of Rome, and it's to be in the horrors of hell. Behold the Lamb of God. What a message. What a promise fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who, as Peter said, bore our sins in his own body to the tree. You can even take the historical events of the Old Testament. This is what makes reading the Old Testament so fascinating. I realize I'm treading on very delicate ground here. I realize that a lot. I know that professors of Old Testament tell me that you've got to be very careful about spiritualizing. But when I listen to some of the attempts at spiritualizing, I can well understand that. But I take all their warnings with more than a little grain of salt. Turn with me to the 78th Psalm. Now, the 78th Psalm is one of those psalms that's a long history of the children of Israel. You've got the encapsulation of Old Testament history in the 78th Psalm. But what I want to point out to you is just the opening verses. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Now, watch this carefully. I will open my mouth in a parable. Stop a wee minute. What are you going to be talking about here? You're going to be talking about history. You're going to be just taking the historical narrative of Israel. It's not I, but the Holy Ghost who says, when I give you this history of Israel, I'm speaking not just history, I am speaking in a parable. There's a message within the message. And I think that very often is where people get stuck in the Old Testament. You've got two extremes. You've got people who have great imaginations and they run riot with their imagination, imagining things that the Old Testament never intended. But then you've others, and they are so wedded, and by the way, properly used, there's not a thing wrong with it, to the historical, grammatical understanding of the text, that they get bogged down in books of Hebrew grammar, and they know more grammar than they know Christ. Now, you don't need to have either one or the other. As I've said, you read beginning at Moses and you'll see that. You don't need to have one or the other. But I want to tell you, if I have only got to have one, I want to have Christ in the Old Testament and leave you with the Hebrew. I want Christ. I'll open my mouth in a parable. In other words, I have the authority of the Spirit of God for saying, if I understand the history of the Old Testament right, it's going to be part of that scripture that Paul wrote about to Timothy, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. If your eyes are open and your heart is open, when you read the Old Testament, you're going to see Christ. You look at the history and you'll find it. Think of the Exodus from Egypt. It speaks of the redemption of Christ. Redemption by precious blood that leads the people out of the iron furnace of bondage, across the Red Sea, and leaves Pharaoh and his hosts drowned in the attempt to overtake them. My, what a picture of God's redemption in Christ. You see, the entrance into Canaan. Who led the children of Israel into Canaan? Do you see how careful the Old Testament is? Not Moses, but Joshua. The law never leads anybody into God's rest. But Joshua, Jehoshua, Jesus, same word, he does. And they come in to the rest. Look at Hebrews chapter 4. You'll see how Paul takes that and interprets it. The rest of Christ. Did he not say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest from the accusations of conscience. Rest from the denunciations and thunders of the broken law. Rest for your souls. The rest of reconciliation with God, the peace of knowing sins forgiven, the peace of a joyous assurance, it is well with my soul. You turn over to see how in history God gives us the establishment of David's line. 2 Samuel 7, there's a wonderful passage on that score that I'll not even turn up. But a beautiful passage that speaks of the royalty of Christ. We've already read his own words in Revelation 22. I am of the offspring of David. He's the root and the offspring of David. There's a conundrum for you unless you understand the deity as well as the humanity of Christ. You make no sense of it. He is both the root and the branch. But the Lord Jesus is King, our prophet, our priest, our King. Then you see the erection of the temple that shows you the righteousness of Christ. I could go on and on and on and on and on through page after page after page, chapter after chapter of the Old Testament. This is the character of the Old Testament. Paul says we're dealing here with holy writings. The way some Christians read the Old Testament, you wouldn't think that, mind you. I think there might be some of you here and you haven't read the Old Testament in 20 years. I hear people dismiss, oh, that's just the Old Testament. What do you mean it's just the Old Testament? These are holy writings. These are inspired writings. But listen, these are Christ-filled writings. Christ fills the Old Testament. To Him give all the prophets witness. That's what Peter tells us in Acts 10 and 43. And well said that it's beyond question that in their writings the prophets stated the full contents of the gospel in advance. Listen, the Old Testament saints were saved by faith in those very contents. The Old Testament saints were saved by faith in the same gospel that set forth the same Christ and the same sacrifice as you and I are saved by. The next time you hear somebody tell you that God offered salvation by the keeping of the Ten Commandments, understand they have totally misconstrued the gospel. God never saved a single soul from Adam downwards by the keeping of law. And furthermore, He never intended to. Any time He puts it, as He did to the rich young ruler, keep the commandments to perfection, fulfill a perfect righteousness, and you'll be saved. He's doing it to make you see you can't do it. How were they saved? By faith that is in Christ as the result of seeing the promise in the Old Testament. How are you saved? By faith that is in Christ by means of seeing the promise fulfilled in the New Testament. This is the gospel. It's the only gospel. It's a great gospel. It's the gospel of the whole book. Now, we've only got to look at the character of the Old Testament. We have a wee bit to go to get through Romans 1, verse 2. But I trust tonight that God will do two things. Open your heart to His book. Open your mind to His book and open your heart to His Christ, because wherever you touch the Bible, to really understand it, you are going to touch Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.